The United Nations Relief and Works Agency has requested aid from the international community to rebuild destroyed infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. The agency says over twice as many homes in Gaza were damaged or demolished in the Israeli war on Gaza than had initially been estimated. UNRWA says the total funding for rental subsidies, reconstruction and repair would cost over $700 million. The agency says it has only received $100 million from several countries. Tens of thousands of Palestinians still remain homeless as the hardest months of winter are now looming. Almost 100,000 homes were damaged or destroyed during the 50-day war on Gaza that also left more than 2,100 Palestinians dead. Well, to get the latest on the situation in Gaza itself, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now. Ashraf, put this into context for us. How dire is the situation when it comes to shelter in Gaza? Because it seems that so much of where people were living has been destroyed.
Well, UNRWA is the United Nations agency that's been helping internally displaced Gazans since the start of Israel's 50-day war. In last July. Now, UNRWA said that it's cash trapped, that its bank account has no money, and they're actually appealing for around $1.6 billion to be able to help the tens of thousands of families in the Gaza Strip. Initially, UNRWA said that around 49,000 homes were either partially or completely destroyed during the recent war. But now UNRWA is saying that the actual destruction is around 100,000. They're saying around 95,000 homes were either partially or completely destroyed. UNRWA was able to help some families in the last 3 months with rent and also with temporary shelter, and some families to fix some of the partially destroyed homes. But now the agency has no money. The agency was initially created to help Palestine refugees who were displaced from their homes back in 1948. But now the agency is burdened with the situation, not only this war, but also in 2012 and also in 2008. During the recent war alone, around 500,000 Gazans were classified as internally displaced persons. Now, there's tens of thousands of people in the Gaza Strip have no place to call home. Some of them are still staying in near or under the rubble of their buildings or in some UN schools. UNRWA is providing services for around, over 1.2 million refugees in the Gaza Strip out of the total population of around 1.8 million. So UNRWA is appealing for immediately for around $700 million, but they aim to get to 1.6 billion. So far, they only managed to have pledges of up to $100 million, but actually they still haven't received that money yet.
Okay, Ashraf, as always, thanks very much for that detailed update. That was Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who was giving the latest from Gaza.